RadioMD.com. Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Have you ever done any fasting? And if so, what type? I find it interesting that so many people, when I do health food lectures and I ask, you know, how many of you have fasted, very few put up their hands. And yet fasting is such a fabulous way not only to lose weight, but to get rid of toxins that are corrupting your body. Susan Smith-Jones is with me today, and Susan is an author, lecturer, holistic, everything, you name it, she does it. Susan, thanks for being with me again today, and what's your take on fasting?
Boy, I'm a big, big believer in fasting. As a teenager, Michael, my grandmother taught me about the benefits of fasting. And the whole role of fasting is really to give your entire digestive system a rest, because we're constantly eating, metabolizing, absorbing, eliminating, and that takes lots of energy. So when you give your body, your digestive system, a time to rest, then all that extra energy can go to detoxifying, rejuvenating, rebuilding, and renewing your body. You can do everything from a water fast to a juice fast to smoothies. You could do just raw food. You could even do what I call the elimination diet. That's fasting from emotional thoughts like anger, regret, resentment, guilt, blame, and worry. So there are different types of fasting that you can do. And for three decades, I've been supervising people on just different types of fast, depending on what the person needs.
Have you ever put anybody on the Master Cleanse? And are you familiar with the Master Cleanse?
Well, Stanley Burroughs, who originated it when he was alive, used to be a friend of mine. And not only do I do it a couple times a year, but I've put many people on it. And I often do it a little differently. Often instead of, for those that don't know, you combine water, a little maple syrup, fresh lemon, and cayenne pepper. And what I sometimes will do is instead of the maple syrup, I will use coconut water because that's so rich in electrolytes. Or maybe I will juice some apples and use that, because that way then you don't need the sweetener of the maple syrup. I've done the Master Cleanse as long as 40 days, and my whole body and health and attitude changed. I don't recommend anyone else do it for 40 days. I know exactly what I'm doing. But one day a week, three consecutive days monthly, a week with each change of season, that's easy to do. I know Beyonce, they say, just got her beautiful body back by doing a 21-day Master Cleanse.
Well, without a doubt, as long as you're not bringing any sugar into the system, you're going to consume the fuel. See, whenever I do a consumer lecture, I tell people I've never seen a fat person. I've never seen anybody really heavy. What I see are people who have a lot of stored energy, and they're not running the equipment.
That's right.
And, you know, when you fast, that's what happens. You know, the first day, you're okay because you're going through all the glucose in your blood sugar. You're going through your blood sugar in your system. The second day, you're pulling it out of your liver and your muscles. The third day, you're going after the stored energy, the fat.
That's right.
And usually by the third day, a lot of people feel like death warmed over. And some of them smell that way because they are so toxic. But one of the things I do want to warn people is that if you have gastritis, do not do the Master Cleanse with the cayenne and lemon. Do a different type of cleanse. Actually, the best cleanse in the world is a pure water fast. The hardest, but it is the best. Have you had experience with that, Susan, in terms of...
Since I was a teenager, I've been engaging in water fast. Yeah, I'm a big believer in it. I often do think, though, it's very good to be supervised if you're doing a complete water fast.
Agreed. And also, you should not be a hypoglycemic.
That's right.
Because and no kind of fast, you know, it doesn't matter what. If you're hypoglycemia, if you deal with getting up tired, you're miserable, you're irritable in the mornings, you have headaches, you get depression in the afternoon. If you're not fed, you'll take somebody out and you'll become cannibalistic, but in a nice way.
Then, and I do like green juices, too, because they're so cleansing for the body. If you have a juicer or if you're like I am, you live in an area where there are juice places on every block that will make you fresh juice, to combine vegetables like romaine, kale, parsley, spinach, just wonderful green vegetables, and maybe a little bit of apple to sweeten it or a little bit of carrot. This is so rejuvenating for the body.
It really is. You know, I remember years ago hearing an expression, fruits cleanse, vegetables heal. Now, I don't know where I got that, you know, who I heard it from, where I read it. And I think that's one of the things with aging in my senior moments or senior thinking. It's kind of like you have all this data in your mind, but you may not remember where you read it. But anyway, I know that that is a thing.
Yes. But I still think that when you have fruit juice, first of all, you don't want to buy bottled pasteurized fruit juice. You would only drink it fresh. And I think it's important to dilute it because you don't want to get rushes of sugar into your body. There's much more sugar in fruit, very little in vegetables. And what I do sometimes, let's say I have a fruit juice, I'll chase it. I'll first start with a big glass of water because I want the rich taste of that beautiful fruit juice. So I fill my stomach with fresh water, and then I'll sip slowly the fruit juice. And that way, when it goes into my stomach, at least there it's diluted, unless you just dilute it with water before you drink it.
What a great idea, because people don't realize the sugar rush. Well, they do. I mean, they do and they don't. They get a sugar rush, and then what happens is, and this is what happens with all that junk that they eat and drink.
Right.
They get a sugar rush, they get up, they feel good, and then the insulin kicks in, and then they begin to crash. And then they feel horrible. So, you know, and one of the things when you mentioned earlier was fasting at least one day a week. Symbolically, and this is one of the reasons why it's written in the Bible about the Sabbath, taking a Sabbath, and what it really means is to completely disconnect from your material thinking, your material considerations. And what fasting does is it helps you to disconnect from your addictions. That's the best part of it, because if you can do a 3-day, 5-day fast, and ideally, a 10-day would be the ideal fast from my point of view. But if you can do a 3-day fast, it will help you to regain control over your munchies, over your diet, over your snacking, and put you on a path of eating something better.
That's right. I mean, it's one of the best ways to break any bad food habits you have, like always salting food, being addicted to white sugar, white flour, and sodas. I recommend to do this on a regular basis. I usually do it on a day when I take a vow of silence, and I fast, and I just have silence for the day when I'm able to do that.
You know, that reminds me that in the Carlos Castaneda books, Don Juan taught Carlos that whenever he ate dinner, he should always eat in silence. And in today's world, that's very difficult to do. But y'all can really get your life together, your act together, as the statement used to go in the 60s. And by fasting, it is a fabulous way to disconnect on one level, which will allow you to reconnect with a clearer perception. You've been listening to Michael and Susan on Radio MD.